interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
I can't believe it's news.
Really?
Here's Brad and John.
As somebody actually fell for this, a whole bunch of somebodies, nearly two dozen investors were duped by a salesman's promise about a marijuana theme park he was going to open in Alaska. And the investors dumped in $600,000 for this proposed cannabis theme park resort dubbed a Bud and Breakfast. They got 22 people to invest thousands of dollars into this venture. And they said, yeah, you know, here's what we got. We'll have guests who will enjoy marijuana on the premises, gaze at the northern lights while staying overnight in rooms with glass ceilings. Investors also believe cannabis would be grown, cultivated, and sold to customers at the resort. They promised these investors that the business would make millions of dollars every year when it was up and running. They projected nearly $4 million in profits during the first year of running, more than $13 million the second year, and by the third year, $23 million. You all are getting rich.
Damn.
Well, it never happened. Oh. And I'm not sure how much of this was legal. Investigators say we're not even sure that by the law you could do some of these things that they were promising in Alaska with marijuana. You know, if it was even good, the property would even be licensed for such a thing. But when you think of theme park, don't you think of rides? I mean, I thought that's what it was going to be, you know, some kind of roller coaster, some kind of, I don't know.
Well.
But they were out $600,000, those people.
In Winter Haven, Florida, from Alaska to Florida, Winter Haven, Florida, Larry Carter Jr. said he slept through the whole thing. He said, I didn't hear a horn. I didn't hear the crank. I know I would have heard it when someone stole his 23 limited edition Dodge Charger SRT Hellcat Red Eye Jailbreak. I guess that's the name of the car.
And yeah, those Hellcats are loud, aren't they?
Well, yeah, he said they must have. He said somebody took out the passenger window, and he believes they rolled the car out of the neighborhood and then started the engine. But he said the car was stolen from his driveway in the middle of the night. And inside of the car was his mother's ashes. Not only did the car have his late mother's name on it, but it also had her ashes in the cup holder. And she had passed away in 2019. A day after the car disappeared, he noticed something hanging from his mailbox. So he goes out there and checks, and the guy had brought the ashes back. And it's like, he didn't bring the car back. The car is still gone. He's still hoping to get his custom car back, but he was reunited with his mother's ashes. He says, good thing they brought that back, because that car was specially for her. I guess he had, like, her name on the car, and, like, you know, stickers and stuff all over about him missing his mom and stuff
Mama's
like that. Mama's Hellcat. Mm-hmm. And she was riding around in the car with the ashes. They returned the ashes, but he hasn't seen his car yet.
Well, they'll hear it before they see it, that's for sure. And if you learn one thing from today's batch of knucklehead stories, hopefully it's this. Don't feed bananas to a bull, or they'll keep coming back for more. This happened to a woman named Latoya who lives in Mansfield, Texas. This is the story of Curly the Bull. Curly the Bull tried sticking his head through Latoya's kitchen window last Wednesday night. Latoya lives next door to a farm, and occasionally she likes tossing bananas over the barbed wire fence for the bulls to eat. And Curly the Bull has taken a liking to the bananas. The bulls are named Curly and Moe. Yeah. I guess Latoya forgot to throw some bananas over the fence Wednesday for Curly and Moe, and Curly decided to take matters into his own hands or hooves. He got through the barbed wire fence and began staking out Latoya's house. Hey, Latoya, where's my bananas?
You mess with the bull, you get the horns.
Peeking through the kitchen window, Latoya heard some noise outside the window, opened the shade, saw this big bullseye staring through her window. She called the farmer and kind of confessed that she'd been feeding the bulls bananas, and she's promised to put a stop to that. And, you know, I don't know how you wean a bull off of bananas, but that's what that guy's
got
to do.
My, when I first got moved out after I got divorced, I lived with a woman that had a couple horses, and I would give the horse, you know, an apple or a carrot or something like that whenever I could. I thought it was kind of cool. And he got so used to it that when I'd come home, if I didn't start walking towards his pen, he would just take one of his front legs and just start banging on the gate. Just
let's go.
Come on. Where's my carrot? Where's my apple?
Give me my food.